Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. With today's reading, we'll be starting in verse 1 and ending on verse 11. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very hungry. During that time the devil came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread.' But Jesus told him, 'No. The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say, he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.' Jesus responded, 'The scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God.' Next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. 'I will give it all to you,' he said, 'if you will kneel down and worship me.' 'Get out of here, Satan,' Jesus told him. 'For the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' Then the devil went away, and angels came and took care of Jesus." Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Before Christ began his public ministry, he was tempted by Satan, and there are many lessons to learn from this incredible encounter. Satan tempted Jesus, at his most vulnerable, with three basic human desires: food, power, and miracles. These are also three false ways Jesus could choose to do his ministry. Would he take the path of suffering or bribe people with food, fame, and the fantastic? Jesus resisted Satan in the wilderness, quoting scripture at every step, and obeyed the Lord, even though it would mean suffering and death. He resisted the temptation to give in to what people want. He chose the harder path for our salvation. Jesus was tempted just as we are, but he did not sin. He lives in us, and we can overcome sin, too. Satan not only attacked Jesus' hunger, ministry, and calling, he attacked the very identity of Jesus Christ, who is God's, quote, dearly loved Son, end quote. Satan started each of the temptations with, quote, if you are the Son of God, end quote. Satan wanted Jesus to question his identity and the Father's love for him. While we will never be tempted in quite the same way as Jesus, we can learn that Satan will regularly tempt us to question our identity and worth as the daughters and sons of God. The Father loves us, and his love, not our actions, gives us self-worth, identity, and calling. This is the temptation we face every day. Will we live out that true identity or settle for the stuff of earth? Make no mistake, we are at war. Satan, a fallen angel, works to pull us away from the goodness of God, but he is not undefeatable. Jesus resisted him with the word of God, and with a resolute will, we can do the same. Fight back. God's Spirit is living in you, and he is stronger. Know God's word, cling to it. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What are some of the temptations you are facing? What are some lessons you learned from these verses about how to fight back against temptation? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.